Hey, again, welcome to our Theme Parks and Recs podcast. It's Chad and Christy Thomas, husband and wife, theme park fanatics. We love going to the parks here in Florida. We're so lucky and blessed to have so many good ones right here in our own backyard that are constantly giving us new events and new rumors. And we definitely have some rumors to talk about with regards to Walt Disney World on this episode, but also some confirmations and some other fun stuff to do if you are going to be heading over maybe for a last minute, last summer hurrah before the kids go back to school, or looking ahead to the fall if you're going to go over for one of the Halloween events and tack on a couple of extra nights to it. We're going to tell you about some new things happening at Disney Springs. And those Disney rumors. Let's start, though, with one confirmation and a name that definitely some people are like, I love that guy. And other people are like, when you mention his name, Guy Fieri. Yep. And I know that on our morning show, we mentioned what he has done to help out the firefighters in California, kind of unceremoniously, very quietly, has served up like 1,600 meals to the firefighters that are helping out there, which I give him complete props for doing.
Very cool.
But now he is expanding beyond just doing the burger menu for Planet Hollywood, which if you haven't been over, they did redo Planet Hollywood within the last year, kind of gave it a new fresh coat of paint, a new menu, which includes a lot of Guy Fieri's recipes. But he is now ready to open up his own restaurant at Disney Springs, and it's a chicken restaurant.
It is Chicken Guy, and it's coming to Disney Springs. It's opening sometime in August. They haven't given a specific opening date on that yet, but you will be able to find it located right over close to Planet Hollywood. And basically what we're hearing is that they're going to have chicken tenders, grilled or fried. I know that we love the fried ones. Sometimes you got to choose the grilled ones just to be a little healthier. But they're going to have 20-something sauces to choose from and some sandwiches as well and milkshakes even. So sound really good.
And one of the positives about this is it does give another walk-up option at Disney Springs, because I will tell you, when they made that transformation from downtown Disney to Disney Springs and we saw what the schematics and the photos of what it was going to look like, and then we're actually there on the first day that it opened to see the actual spring and how each part of Disney Springs tells a story of, you know, this is this part of town and this is this part of town. We knew at that point there are going to be some big name sit down restaurants opening up, which now, even we went over a couple of weeks ago, they had a late night Disney Springs event, because now Thursdays through Saturday nights, there are a bunch of those nice restaurants that are open until 2 a.m. So, and even a lot of them kind of have like special menu items that you can experience late on. So if you do go to one of the parks, once the park closes, you're like, let's extend this evening. Let's go have some fun at Disney Springs.
It's a great way to chill out and relax.
I think hands down our family's favorite, and only because we are movie nerds, is they have a place called Jock Lindsey's. And if you haven't heard about this yet, or the name doesn't necessarily ring a bell, once you get the story behind it, you're like, oh, Jock Lindsey was the name of the pilot in the very, very first Raiders of the Lost Ark movie.
Yep.
He's the one that helps Indiana Jones escape after he gets the idol. His name is Jock Lindsey. So this whole restaurant is kind of a loosely based Indiana Jones Raiders of the Lost Ark. And even if you go in there, you can kind of look and spot certain things where you're like, oh, that's a nod to that Raiders, you know, that Indiana Jones movie. Even the menu, then, of course, all of them are a play on words and everything based on the Indiana Jones movies. So they're now open until 2 a.m. Thursdays through Saturdays. So that's kind of a fun place to go hang out. But then there's also Morimoto Asia, which the food is incredible there. You've got the Boathouse, which is where you can actually go out on one of those cars that then turns into a boat and takes you, you know, around Disney Springs. You've got the Edison, which is sort of a steampunk themed restaurant.
Enzo's, which is a hidden like a hideaway bar. It's kind of cool.
With fantastic food, too.
Oh, it was amazing.
Then you have Paradiso 37. You've got Raglan Road Irish Pub. You've got STK Orlando. And you've got Wine Bar George.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of different options to go to Disney Springs late at night. Again, Thursday through Saturday, they are open until 2 a.m. And starting next month, to be able to enjoy Guy Fieri's new walk-up restaurant, which I will also say Blaze Pizza, which is owned by one of the basketball players. Is it LeBron?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
That I think he's behind the Blaze Pizza phenomenon. Not like that guy needs any more money, but that's really good too. And it's a fun walk up.
Yep.
That's affordable for the whole family.
Now, I know we talked about Guy Fieri's restaurant and we talked about, you know, the late night at Disney Springs. That's not the only food news, though, coming out of Disney World. They have some new iridescent sweet treats at the Disney parks. And I just have to tell you, I have got to try the mermaid cupcake. It looks absolutely amazing.
So, and I know a lot of times these special treats, like in this case, the iridescent treats, are only available at certain locations.
Right.
Because iridescent, all the rage. We went back to school shopping with our daughter, and she wanted all the notebooks and the binders. Everything had to sort of be that iridescent, mermaid-y kind of feel to it. So does it list where these special treats are available?
Yes, the Mermaid Cupcake is available at the Main Street Bakery in the Magic Kingdom at Walt Disney World.
Which, close your eyes and you can smell four blocks away.
Exactly. And it's a vanilla cupcake. Of course, buttercream is amazing. And it is topped with buttercream frosting, then the sprinkles, and a mermaid tail cookie that is iridescent.
Oh, how fun.
So that's amazing. It's just, it's beautiful. And that always makes the experience even more fun. But there are some different cupcakes as well. There's a really cute one with a Mickey, or a mini hat rather, that's available at Disney's Contemporary Resort. A rainbow cookies and cream blondie. That's over at Disney's Yacht and Beach Club Resorts. Just a whole bunch of new iridescent treats.
And there's a new Stitch treat or a cupcake that's available too. I've already had one of my friends that's like, I'm going over this weekend and I'm going to get one of those. So that's what's so fun, is they're always constantly changing that up and giving you another reason yet to go over.
And if you are into the magical creatures, but mermaids aren't your things, but unicorns are, they do have at Disney Springs at the ganachery, the unicorn pop. That's a strawberry lemon ganache lollipop made to look like an iridescent pink chocolate unicorn.
And if you're a pass holder, this is the next thing to let you know about, that maybe you can go get one of these treats and just be amongst fellow pass holders. They're actually doing what they're calling VI pass holder events. There are three of them that are scheduled over the next couple of months. They're invitation only. So if you are a gold, platinum, platinum plus, or premier annual pass holder to Walt Disney World, make sure you're checking your email for an invitation to go to one of these events where they're staying open late 2 extra hours only for pass holders. The first one is going to be August 5th, so just in a couple of days from now. That's Magic Kingdom from 10 p.m. until 12 a.m. Then September 6th, you have Epcot that's staying open from 9 to 11 for pass holders, and Epcot also staying open from 9 to 11 on October the 25th.
And again, this is an invitation-only event for gold, platinum, platinum plus, and premier annual pass holders. So they're doing a limited capacity for this. Only so many people are going to be allowed in, and you will have to register in advance once you get that invitation. And once they hit their capacity for that, they'll cut it off.
So as far as the big rumors for Walt Disney World, we went over a few weeks ago and finally got to experience Toy Story Land. And I know there are many people, you probably have friends even, that have posted up on Facebook their opinions of it. We had a lot of our friends that went before us that said, it's smaller than I thought. I'll be honest, it's bigger than I thought. And maybe it's because we had so many friends saying it was smaller that when we went in there, first of all, the lines, they're a little bit longer. You can expect that. I think when we went, the Slinky Dog coaster was at like 75 minutes, and the Alien saucer ride was, I think, at like 40 or 45 minutes.
Which is really not that bad if you compare to when Pandora opened and it was just hours long.
But a lot of things to take pictures of, including one that they probably don't necessarily want you to take pictures of, but because of the vantage point or the proximity of Toy Story Land 2, where they're putting in Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, you can get some really good pictures of Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. And it's sort of, I would put at this point, maybe a half to two-thirds completed stage. I'm so excited about that. Next year, next fall, 2019, it's going to be absolutely incredible when that opens. So we know that's going to happen. We know the Guardians of the Galaxy roller coaster is going to happen at Epcot. We know at this point now the Ratatouille attraction is going to be happening back in France. At Epcot, which if you want to see what this Ratatouille attraction is going to be like, there are videos up on YouTube because it is already open at Disneyland over in France, which we've also been to, and it's a really, really fun park. So that's going to be a great ride for families back in France. So now let's switch gears to the big rumor over at Walt Disney World, and it has to do with Epcot, because recently they had a meeting. And the Reedy Creek Improvement District, that whole area is called Reedy Creek. They had a meeting where they have allocated now money to upgrade the lagoon area of Epcot. Some people say this means they're finally going to get rid of Illuminations and put in a new nighttime show. That's been a rumor for a while, and I still think it's probably coming, because if you consider how long Wishes was there, and then they changed that nighttime show at Magic Kingdom.
Right.
It's time. I mean, the people that are the purists that love things like Illuminations and don't want change aren't going to want to hear that. But it is probably time to do something new. However, I don't know if that is 100% what this new upgrade to the lagoon is going to be for. Here's what they have budgeted. $1.8 million for electrical upgrades, $325,000 for materials, and $220,000 for engineering, inspection, and survey work, including a pipeline that is going to lead from the American Pavilion to the center of the lagoon. So to me, that could mean one of two things. Phase one of what I had heard is coming to Epcot, and that is another new walkway slash bridge that's going to take you from the middle when you first come into Epcot and connect you to America.
That would be awesome.
So now you don't have to walk through Canada, England, France to get to the back, or go the other way through Mexico and Norway. Now you'll be able to walk straight across.
Well, and if that is what does indeed end up happening, that will alleviate some of the congestion now that you get when you do either have to go either or around the world.
And depending on the width, I mean, because they did this exact same thing at Disney Springs, which now they have sort of a bridge that connects you from the middle of Disney Springs over by the Rainforest Cafe. And that bridge is wide enough, A, for great pictures, but also there's kiosks along the way. So when you think of how crowded also Food and Wine Festival gets,
right,
to have a big, gigantic bridge all the way across the lagoon where you might be able to have additional food and drink stands, how fun would that be?
Mm-hmm.
So that's my speculation for the rumor happening at Epcot. But again, we'll all just wait and see. All we know is they have allocated money to make some changes. So that's where we will wrap up this episode of our Theme Parks and Recs podcast. If you ever want more information, you can go to our website, which is themeparksandrecs.com. You can also follow us on our radio station social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at B98.7FM. Again, it's Chad and Christy Thomas, your host for Theme Parks and Recs. Thanks again, and we'll catch you next week.